So we have covered step one, the initial lab review, step two, supportive care. Now we're going to go through step three, the lab review. Now, obviously, this is going to be different for every lab we are reviewing, and we will cover this more in subsequent modules, but here are some overarching considerations that we feel are important to have a successful lab review, no matter what lab you're reviewing. The first lab review is so important because it really helps to gain a lot of trust. This is where people start putting deeper levels of trust in their practitioners and doctors who have found something when other people have failed. There's often a lot of material to get through in a small amount of time, and it's important that people feel like they have time to deeply understand what you're saying and ask questions. So our experience is that clients want a big picture of all the labs. We have tried not talking about a few of the labs and just starting this case review evaluation and this lab evaluation with going through just the pertinent labs. And we have found that that does not leave people feeling good, that they really want to know a general big picture of all the labs. As I mentioned, we'll cover how to review the labs in a later module. And so, in regards to this big picture, oftentimes if we get a lot of labs in, it's really great to focus on the big picture of all the labs. So, let's say we have a SIBO lab come back and that's positive. We have a stool culture come back and there's a lot of microorganisms that are out of balance on that. A thyroid panel comes back and the thyroid's out of balance. There's some lipid problems. There's some metabolic problems. So let's say there's all these different things. Now, what we have found is that it's too much information to go through how we're going to treat and what we're going to do with all of the different things that come up. And not only is there not time for it, but it also is pretty overwhelming for the clients, and they typically can't remember all of that information anyways. So we give a big picture overview of saying, okay, in all of the tests, we found in this particular test, pull out the SIBO test, pull it up on your computer, and say, this is positive. You have small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, which means that you have bacteria overgrowing in your small intestine. You have some bacteria that are out of balance in your large intestine. You have a thyroid disorder. You have some cholesterol problems. And you have some metabolic problems, meaning some blood sugar type of problems. So give them that overarching view. And then you can say, okay, and today, because we can't focus on all of these things at once, we are going to start treating SIBO and what we found on the GI map. And then you will go into SIBO and the GI map much more detail. And then tell them when we get to addressing these other things, we're going to have much more time to go into more detail about how you have cholesterol, for example, that's out of balance. So that's the kind of overarching way of how to get through the labs when you have a lot of labs that come up. In addition, you definitely want to ask them about supplement overwhelm. Hopefully, we've said that enough throughout this particular module that you're understanding that this is a big thing. So, when you're developing the treatment protocols, you definitely want to ask, okay, we're going to treat SIBO and gut health and the stool culture problems at the same time. We're going to need to put you on a lot of different supplements. Where are you with the number of capsules you can take in one day? We also want to make sure, usually we know their budgetary concerns at this point because it's not our first time sitting down with them. So we definitely want to make sure that we know like how much they can afford to spend on supplements that day. And, you know, and frame it in a way like, I know this is an investment. The more that you can work this into your budget and the more you can take on in your budget, the faster you're going to feel better. And we want to work within your budget. If you are in a program-based model where you have supplement banks, then it's definitely really important to be aware of everything that came up on the labs and do your best to try to treat with one product, which will teach you how to treat as many different things as possible. Because what we have found with supplement banks is if people are paying for supplement banks ahead of time, even if we warn people that, hey, if your supplement bank and your prepaid supplements, if you run out of that money, we're going to have to basically ask you to spend more money. People still, in our experience, feel bad if they run out of money in that, you know, in that bank. So we do want to definitely be aware of what their bank is and how much their bill today is, because we're going to want the bank to last a while. Okay, and then we also want to consider the ability of the person to follow through for long enough to get a result. So this is brings us back to that ability thing. So if they say they are probably only going to remember to take supplements once a day, we can talk to them about various prompts. That's the first thing to try. Ideally, we want supplements in for most supplements at least twice a day. So we can talk to them about a second day, prompt later in the day and see if that will help and check on them to make sure it's working. But we do really want to make sure that they have the time, the financial ability to stay with the plan long enough to get results. It's not going to do any good if they need to be on the protocol we're prescribing for 90 days and they take it for 3 weeks and then they've burned out all of their money or they feel overwhelmed and they're just not going to take anything more at all. So this is why we come back to that motivation, ability, and those prompts. Now, if most tests are positive, we want to focus on the highest leverage things first that will get the most results and consider the person's chief complaint. So, what is their main motivation from being there? Oftentimes there's more than one. It's not a lot of times people, by the time they find us, it's not as simple as I have chronic fatigue, but sometimes it can be. So, we want to know their main motivation. If their main motivation, for example, is their autoimmune disease and it's rheumatoid arthritis, and we know that that has a root cause, or you will know that that has a root cause of things like small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, that that would be a good place to start. If their main motivation is fatigue, we might start with a thyroid, for example. So that's how we can kind of basically decide the order that we're going to do in when we have a lot of things that are positives. We can also go through things very systematically and just have a system of like we always start with the gut, for example, and you can definitely do that. And the algorithm that we went over earlier in this particular module will help you too with any particular chief complaint and understanding the most likely root, the largest root causes, and that will help you with knowing what to treat first. So managing expectations is really important at this stage, especially if a lot of things are positive, because when we have a lot of things positive, sometimes it can take a while for somebody to really feel well. So we want to definitely manage expectations that there's a lot of layers. This is not going to be just a one snap, 1 month and you're done kind of thing. So we definitely want to manage expectations around time to healing. And then we also want to make sure that we, the way I like to chart when we have a lot of labs come in, just so I can keep track, is to say, okay, well, we have, and I list in my chart all of the positive findings, and then I list what I'm going to treat today, and then I list what, in my opinion, at this point in time, is the next thing in order for me to treat and why. And I do that at the time in the chart that I do the lab review because that's when I'm really looking at this big picture and I'm talking to the client and I'm thinking through what order is does makes most sense. So it's really, really helpful for follow-up visits to be able to reference that as like, okay, as long as everything is going well and there's nothing to make me think otherwise, then we can continue with the order of when I did the full lab review. Now, what to do if tests are negative? If all tests are negative, it's very rare, honestly. It's like one in a thousand practically when this happens, but it can and it will happen. So we will generally need to do a deeper level of lab testing. Again, use that algorithm sheet to help you determine which labs to do next. And at this point, it becomes so important to make sure that we're doing an elimination diet or a cleanse if we haven't started this already, because now we really want people to make sure they're getting results while we have to dig deeper to help gain their trust in us. So, and managing expectations, again, incredibly important. So earlier in this particular module, we gave you a handout of all the educational topics that we recommend covering or having a team member cover with your client. The way you can cover these topics is like with the doctor, which we don't recommend. We recommend using a health coach or a nurse, a mid-level associate for covering these topics. Or you can do group live or stream classes, or you can do pre-filmed online education that you can film or you can buy some of the film content. We do offer some film content that you have the ability to purchase if this would help you to cover a bunch of these topics for your clients. So educational recommendations is a combination of ways to deliver information, The coach can teach topics. We have our coach, for example, teach a lot about the habit change, things that are really useful in context of a coach teaching. If you're a single provider, if you're the only one in your office, definitely I recommend doing the group format or buying videos that cover the topics. To cover everything one-on-one is just so laborious. And then I know I've been talking a little bit about packaging your services. So if you're not already working with our business coaches at Freedom Practice Coaching, definitely recommend getting an account with them and hiring them, because they are experts at really understanding and training on how to package services, how to deliver services in like a program-based model. So another thing that's super important in this case review and setup process is to make sure we have a strategy so all of the top topics get covered. We have a handout in this module or in an earlier lesson, the lesson that's revolving around supportive care activities overview. That particular lesson has a handout in it, and that particular handout basically has a list of the top things to make sure to review with your client. So look in that supportive care lesson for that handout. Now, it's best if either you or a team member can go through things one at a time. It's a really good strategy on the list every visit, and just check them off to make sure that all important topics get covered. So we'll go through and give you some ideas on how to talk through some of these topics in a later module. But for now, just kind of putting together the strategy of whether it's going to be you or a team member that's going to go through everything for you. So just to emphasize, like, because there's so many educational topics to cover, and if you're the primary practitioner or doctor on staff, then you're going to have a lot to do between managing the case and putting together the right lab order and reviewing the lab. So we tend to find that if there's only one practitioner in the practice, it really is best to go through these educational topics truly in like a group format or in pre-filmed videos that customers can watch on their own. So the main elements of the case review summary. So step three, review of the case, review of the labs. The main elements that's going to happen on this particular visit is going to be, you're going to review the labs and explain what they mean, especially the pertinent ones that you're going to start treating today. Explain what they mean in terms of root cause. Deliver a supplement plan with explanations of what the supplements are for. Make sure to include dosage, duration, and timing. One of the things we have found to be so essential is we try to send people with the amount of duration of supplements that they need until they're off of that particular supplement. So we'll see in like the GI map section that some supplements we're going to be on for 60 days. So if we're going to be on for 60 days supply, then we tend to want to send people home with that 60-day supply because people tend to be more compliant. But especially if people are not working in a supplement bank where they're paying for their supplements at the time that you are giving them to them. Some people only have certain much in their budget for that month for the supplement. So in that case, it is definitely important to emphasize for them, to them, that they need to refill their supplements, that when they are finished with their bottle, they are not done. And I like to say that like multiple times to them because it's so, so important. And without saying it multiple times, it's a very frequent thing that people will just stop taking their supplements when they're out of their bottle. So we also want to make sure at this particular session that either we cover a dietary plan, which is modifications to what they've been doing based upon their labs, or that we have a plan with somebody else on our team to do that. We also want to start outlining fitness, sleep, stress management, environmental considerations. So all of those other things that are going to be in that handout I mentioned, these are all in there. So we start going through them one at a time as we have time for them. So like I said, don't do too much in one session. We really want to add these other things as we go throughout the process of training them.